When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
73733.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
You're going to do it.
What did I do?
You know what you did.
I didn't do anything.
You make everybody curse.
I can't help it if people feel relaxed around us.
No, it's not.
You're an instigator.
Dude,
he realized it immediately, though.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah, no, professionalism.
He doesn't have any questions.
Yeah.
But on his pad, he goes, question to get Boxer riled up. And he has that written on the pad. I'm telling you, dude, every time.
Guilty.
Every time. I mean, listen, DC is one of the coolest guys, Daniel Cormier. The coolest guys in the world. He knew the Saints had a tragic loss.
Yeah, that was tough.
When the guy, it was just
a blatant. Was that the Minnesota?
No, it was just a blatant penalty.
The Rams? Was it the Rams or the Minnesota? I always forget that.
I can't remember. So, naturally, we talked about John Jones. He was cool. We talked about everything. How about that flag on the New Orleans Saints? And he lost it. A professional. He has the question all the time. Why do you do that?
That call was so bad. Remember, they tried to challenge pass interference the next year the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a terrible idea.
Did you see, speaking of DC.
Thanks again, by the way, to David Benavides for stopping by.
Yep, he's fun. Yes.
Very nice. Very nice as well. DC and John Jones. I thought they put their differences aside. John Jones hung a picture of DC in his house of DC crying.
He did. He did do that.
Like, what? How could you
He did do that. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose your over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Let's hear from the Dolphins. Mike McDaniel.
Do we?
Yeah, we haven't heard from him all day. We've been doing all the yelling. Let's have you, Mike, answer for your crimes!
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it hard to give answers now?
Because I gotta watch the film.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, it doesn't. Like, there's really nothing they could tell you to make you feel better.
Oh, you're
They're
right.
Out of the playoffs. They lost the stinker. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of turnovers, right? It wasn't that good of a game. What could he possibly say to you other than. Like
you ever want to hear an explanation just so you can get more mad?
Right, but that's right.
No.
Don't. I don't know what the hell.
That's not true for me.
I don't know. Oh wait. You know the female saying, just tell me you did it, it'll be okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fall for that.
Stop lying. We know
tell
we're
me
on.
Yeah, I won't get mad.
Yeah. So, but here's the deal. The fact that you want to hear him answer a question just so you can get more irate at the situation, not even at Mike McDaniel, but at the situation and the circumstance your team is in, right? So go ahead, play a question, and
I mean, I don't have to play.
Play it. Listen, I'm gonna pay attention to the.
This is.
And let's see how quick the chat.
People can be very reasonable.
Baloney.
Mike McDaniel. This was his message to the team.
Yeah, I think that's something that will be the tonality that I'll capture tomorrow. To me, you know, I my message to the team was not to run from how.
What does that even mean?
It's terrible. It was a game that we thought we were ready to go win, and we weren't. And so we'll approach that tomorrow. But what I do know is we had a team that fought tooth and nail to the very end. We have a team that loves football, that's very prideful. And so there's three games left with paid attendance, we'll turn to that page tomorrow. Right now, that's I think guys are still trying to absorb the outcome.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what a Mike McDaniel presser is.
Please.
Answering a Mike McDaniel answer is like you getting up in the middle of the night to go and take a leak. And then you take your leak, but then you have the little trickle at the end. So you shake a couple of times. That's the last four sentences. Right? He just won't stop.
I won't allow him to sit here and say they fought
very
tooth and nail.
There you go. See? You just want him to say something.
No, I'm just saying that.
So
you can say a lot of things.
Listen, wait.
I liked a lot of what he said, but you want to know something, dude? Don't tell me you fought tooth and nail. Tooth and nail.
You know, if, question, and I'm curious to this, do you think that because you lost means you didn't try? Or didn't give maximum effort, right? Because you're associating loss with not trying.
Did they try their best? I'm not sure.
I would say they weren't their best, but they tried their best. Two different things.
Tooth and nail.
I don't, like, again, for me, a lot of mistakes on the football field happen because you're not better than the guy across from you. You see what I mean?
Sure. So, I agree. I think that for sure the Texans' defense is better than the Dolphins' offense.
Offensive line.
It seemed like that secondary had the receivers number two, dude.
Right. And secondly, I was looking at the chat.
Yep.
But the first damn message came from J-Fig, so when I read it...
You read out loud.
I read it out loud, then I realized that... It was you.
What about Sexy Sauce saying, I'm sick of this nerd?
Listen, those comments would be relevant if you wouldn't have played. We wouldn't hear that. We know.
Are you sick of him, Jay?
Like, here's the problem.
Should be coaching the Marlins.
Can I put yourself in his position? You feel like you have to say something, but nothing you're going to say is good enough?
I want answers.
Did you just hear what I said?
Tooth and nail?
Did you just hear what I said?
And what does that even mean? There's three games left with paid attendance. Oh, so you guys are forced to show up? You're saying if you didn't have to show up, you wouldn't show up. You're obligated to show up.
What did he mean by that?
What do you mean by that, dude? What did he mean by that?
Here it is. I called this.
How about you just answer for your crimes?
Yeah.
Where's my fun offense? Wait. You ruined Kevin Harlan.
Yeah.
I used to be able to tune in, and Kevin Harlan was excited about Bob's the Cheetah. What do I got now? Kevin Harlan being like, oh, no. That's all he's doing.
Oh, no.
Kevin Harlan's out here all upset. Hey. He used to be... You know how much Kevin Harlan used to look forward to Dolphins games, and you ruined that, McDaniel.
He hasn't been the same since Tua's injury. And
ready? I'm sick of this nerd. Guy.
True.
Two out there looking like Daniel Jones. What was he talking about? McDaniel is Nostradamus. And then I got to be careful because J-Fig, like... McDaniel and Mafia Game wouldn't learn when to shut up.
There's Classic Rules, who also says, tonality, a system or arrangement of seven tones built into a tonic key, and an arrangement of all the tones and chords in composition relation in relation to a tonic.
Huh.
Thank you.
Like a gin and tonic?
I need a gin and tonic.
I have to watch that game. I just need gin.
True. You know, I need to get a new sad drink because I ran out of my tequila.
Then, here, Leroy doing everything possible not to hear folks saying Tua during who you're firing is hilarious.
Yeah, why are you protecting him, Leroy?
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry that I'm the only one that thinks of all the ramifications of these decisions, right? Oh, you want to get rid of Tua? Oh, you want to get rid of Waddle? You want to Tyreek? You want to try to get something for him? Okay, that means you're going to eat about $80 or $90 million. So, what do you think your team's going to look like with $80 million playing for someone else? Just curious.
Can I hear from Tua? Maybe he'll make me feel better.
Maybe.
You think Tua will make you feel better?
Let's try it out.
Plain and simple, just my fault. I got to protect the ball. I got to play better ball for our guys, especially in a situation where the team's counting on me to go and drive our offense down to potentially tie the game up, and that's not what I did. And, you know, that's not how you win games in this league. Very disappointed with how I played today and I conducted myself on the field with our guys, with our team. I just need to be better in all aspects with that.
He's lucky. He's adorable.
No, like, what can you say to somebody that takes full responsibility without leaving anything out?
That was really responsible of him.
Right. No, I'm saying, what do you say? He knows it.
I don't know, man. When I would mess up and, like, my report card would be bad, I'd be like, I'm sorry, mom and dad. You know, I just really wasn't
locked
in.
No.
I would hide it,
and I would give it to my parents to sign as soon as I was about to get out of the car, and then I had no time to be yelled at, and I left.
Sneaky
Jennifer.
Tobin probably had a stamp.
I got good grades.
Yes, but when I messed up and I had one bad grade,
I got in trouble because I was a good student.
You wouldn't dissect a frog? I appreciate that.
Why?
I did that. I dissected a frog.
What do you mean you did that?
What grade was that? Seventh?
No, high school.
Really?
Shark. I did a shark.
I respect that, Leroy.
I'm not touching that thing.
Owl pellet? You do an owl pellet?
An owl pellet?
No. We did a pig, and then one of the pigs was pregnant, and we saw the baby. It was really weird. It was gross.
Extra bacon.
Pigs only have one baby?
What?
Well, we saw one baby.
Okay.
They say pigs breed like mother leapers. These hogs are taking over the Everglades because they're so horny.
There's no alligators doing their job? Or are they just overwhelmed?
That's what they thought. They thought, how many pigs can an alligator eat? Can't keep up with it. And they're aggressive.
The pigs?
Oh, yeah. Pig will mess you up.
Yeah. They have those little horns right there. They're aggressive.
I heard you can, you're kind of like Dre. You can kill a boar at like any day, any point. There's no like season you have to wait for.
They're invasive. I think they want you to take out as many hogs as possible.
Same thing with snakes. Wow.
You hear that, Miami? Take out a hog.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. What is wrong?
I'm so sorry.
And if you take it out.
All right.
I'm just like,
what if out of nowhere, when I send Jason Sanders off to that abandoned field, a hog just comes and starts chasing him around the entire field?
He could probably kick him and kill him. He got a strong leg.
He'll miss.
Could have fooled.
Depending how.
No, he'll hit the pig. He just won't kick him where he want to kick him.
How close is the boar? If it's extra point worthy, he may miss. Rough.
Wait a minute.
What are you looking at?
So
the Thanesis
Giannis
show.
Is on the
Thanesis Antetokounmpo show. I don't know what he's talking about.
What does he need a show for?
What's he not? He's not playing.
What is he doing? Like, why is he punching the couch?
He's also horny all the time.
That's how we do stuff.
Okay. I just wanted to get you to say something.
He is. For
that's
sure.
How we animated. Like animated. Like everybody think I'm mad. I ain't mad. Not all the time. Tobin makes me mad, but
well, he doesn't look angry.
I didn't do anything. All I did today was suggest Cam Ward, and you're like, bah, bah, No. You called me an idiot. Walked away from me in the hallway because you said, stupid boy.
Yeah. Because.
Did you cry a little bit?
A little bit.
No, you didn't.
He was sniffling a little. Like, I didn't see.
Here's what I went through.
This right after you walked away.
I went through that.
Yeah.
And then I went through the old.
Make a boxer
getting
curse.
Getting the boxer to curse.
David Benavidez was very clean. It was one S-bomb.
It's very clean. I know. But
and,
you still.
And he caught it. He caught
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, you still have the question all the time.
I don't even remember what
I even
asked.
Know. I even look. How about this? I even know. Oop, there it is. Here we go. It's go time.
We'll take a break. Mix things up. Coming up next.
But yeah. Yeah, I'll say it's not bad. It's only 5 more days.
Oh. So?
Mama.
Oh, in town. All right.
Mama Horde?
Did you watch the Heisman at all? Or
I did.
Did you?
It was pretty much like you knew who was going to win.
The
guy wins best of two players. How can he not win?
I had an odd thing that happened because I was out on a date with Mrs. Tobin, and they had the Heisman like off on a television in the place. Mm-hmm. People applauded for Travis Hunter, like in the like just random dudes.
It's just the Heisman. It's the Heisman. That's a big deal.
It is. It is a big deal. Yeah. I don't disagree, but I was like, what the? Just stopping and you know.
And they say for as flamboyant as he is on the field, he's very quiet.
I heard it. I haven't heard his speech, but I heard his speech was really good. But, you know, I was like, hey, man, is he clapping in here?
And it's something like, was there anybody in the country shocked?
Had a steak with that red glaze. Oh, that red wine glaze. Oh,
what'd you have on the side? Let me see.
Some of those fancy-ass potatoes.
Let me be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be clear. The sides.
Mm-hmm.
Will determine everything.
It had some of those fancy ass potatoes, you know, like
au gratin.
It wasn't au gratin.
Like scalloped,
rustic.
Ah,
what does that mean?
I don't remember.
Scalloped ones. See if I Google.
Oh, with the cheese and the cream, the cheese
was wonderful. Everyone
were they
it.
Mashed or were they?
No, they weren't mashed.
See, I don't like I don't like scalloped potatoes or au gratin because
Anna.
It never fails. You get them and they're not all the way cooked all the way through.
French potatoes. But it was more stacked than it was like that.
So it's like a crunchy cheese on the top.
Kind of, yeah.
I just tell you?
I love potatoes.
I'll let it slide because I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But let's think of it this way. I don't want to be too serious into the sides. I want the meat, and then the sides are like just a boom, boom, boom. So I get the cream spinach. I get, you know, the mushrooms. I even get a Brussels sprout or two or whatever. Just, you know, like not.
I'll do with
the
Brussels sprout.
The main dish is that big fat steak.
I gotta have sides.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, you gotta have sides.
I gotta have sides.
Wait. Now, I tell you, there's a couple of places I go. Well, I don't care what we're eating, you know what the side's going to be. Lobster mac and cheese.
Had some of that, too. But it was blue crab mac and cheese. Pretty good.
Blue crab.
Disgusting.
It was pretty good.
Gross.
Sometimes crab has that fishy, like, you know what I mean?
So, no, I totally know what
like,
you mean.
That's why lobster doesn't have that. So when you get the lobster.
Crab cakes?
I gotta take criticism from you.
No, crab cakes suck.
I love crab cakes.
Yeah,
crab cakes because they use the crab.
But it was nice. It was a nice night. Got all dressed up. Had a new shirt on.
I forgot because if you were not going to mention it right now, I was going to bring
it up
segment by the way.
Come on. Look, we don't have to bring this up.
Yes, we do.
By the way.
We don't have to bring this up.
Show the picture.
I made a mistake.
Is that what you wore?
It is what I wore.
Oh, come on.
It is what I wore. What I wore on my date.
Come on.
It was a date night.
I won't put it up.
I was trying to wear a new shirt. You don't have to put the picture up.
Out of respect, I will not put it up. I didn't even put it on the actual brand.
Here's the problem.
I'm going to blur his
face. Here's the problem.
How quick? No, here's the deal.
No,
how quick did you spill something on
it? You have to explain what happened.
Clean, perfect. Okay, here's what happened. Okay, my wife buys a lot of my nice clothes because So she's like, hey, I got your new shirt. Cool.
Let's go move.
And then it's like, when are you going to try on the new shirt? I got to know if it fits. I'm like, I will. And then she's like, hey, try on the new shirt. So she was going to pick up Sophia.
Yeah.
And so I was like, here, I'm going to try on the shirt. And I, you know, took a little mirror selfie.
Yeah.
Little
that's just one. I think you took two.
I took two.
Yes. two shirt selfies.
Two shirt selfies.
But
in the mirror.
Why'd you have no pants on, dude?
But I accidentally sent it to the show.
Oh, gosh. That was straight.
And you know whose fault it is? Yours, Frog Boy.
Why?
Because I couldn't unsend the message because you have that damn Android in our group chat. And I couldn't unsend the stupid picture where I'm trying to look all nice in my shirt.
Done.
Could have been a lot worse.
I tried to be really nice, rough. And I was like, let me let someone else say something first.
Yeah.
I saw the picture, and I was like, is this a mistake?
It was a mistake. Why would I want you guys to see that shirt?
I don't know. Because we're close.
They match your baby blues, though. I got to be honest.
Do.
It's a very comfy
Jimmy
shirt.
Butler would
I liked the material that it was.
Yeah.
So I'm.
What
you know,
kind of material was it?
I don't know, but it was like something. It was something nice. It was a lighter material.
Very
it breathed.
Nice. Okay.
I really enjoyed it.
Breathable material.
It was my date shirt on
Saturday. When I saw you post that selfie,
and all I could think about, was, I can't believe I sent this to the crew.
What did Dee say when
you? When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you told her, because I'm pretty sure you told
her. What did she do?
Yeah.
She laughed at me.
Hey, now.
Oh, you're talking about okay. When she said, when she got the picture from me?
No. Oh, but no, she laughed at you when
no,
you
no,
got
no,
the
no,
picture?
No. When she saw the picture, she said, oh, you look nice. Yeah, I said, no, great. No, guess what? You didn't get the first look.
Hey, so here's the deal.
It was show approved.
Here's the deal.
It was a nice pic.
Okay. Mm. So this only applies to three of us. Mm. Jennifer, Frog Boy, and myself.
Mm.
If we had done that, how quick would that picture have gone
so
out?
So quick.
Hey,
I know.
If you want to put the picture up, fuck.
That's what I've
been caught.
That's
out
the question.
So quick.
Wait a minute.
I don't have
how
control.
How quick
of
would
pictures
you put that picture up?
I'm not touching. Hey.
How quick would you put that picture
I
up?
I would enough if you told me not to. But I haven't told you not to.
So, see?
I haven't told you not to.
I haven't done it.
Put it up.
Out of respect.
We don't have to. I mean, we don't.
You're very lucky that we did not see something that we.
Look, I blurred his face, guys. Totally fine.
God.
Out of respect. You can't even tell who that is.
Look at, he was flexing, too.
You know, that's long enough.
No, I think it's been up long enough.
I blurred your face.
It's been up long enough. I blurred your face.
Like a cube.
Like, we just had a 30-minute conversation about Toby taking a
we
picture.
We know
of
exactly
shirt
who it is.
It
I don't look nice for Mrs. Tobin.
He sent the pictures out.
He had the face. He had
hey,
the face.
Woo. Dude, why? It almost looked like you were doing, what's that model movie with,
Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Looking good. Looking good.
Like, why are you doing Zoolander?
Blue Steel over there.
Man.
Really good.
Ow!
Uh-oh. He got stabbed. Oh, no. He's down. He's down.
You
he's
right?
Down.
Yeah, you Charlie Horse.
Who built this building?
Okay.
Someone why who does not know what this place is.
Wait, the corner
personal
of
space is invaded here every
the
day.
The corner of the thing is right, hit me right in the knee.
You look very ashamed.
I am ashamed.
Why?
Why would I want to send you guys a selfie?
Yeah. You put on drawers and went and jumped in my pool.
That's true.
And you're worried about a shirt?
We've seen worse things. We've seen you in a bra, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You did the, like.
I just thought it was really funny that you, I mean, I knew it was a mistake. Listen, I was just waiting for someone
to call
you out.
I don't care about the blue shirt.
It was one of those
or
things.
Or the sports bra that you wore in honor of the thing. Kyler Murray. Nothing was worse than nipple clamps with the class walking by.
That was bad. Mm. The thing that, no, the thing that was like, it was like, and I was like, I don't think I sent that to the right person. It wasn't even like right. It was like, I'm like, boop. Looked up. And then my thought was like, no response.
I was waiting.
You was waiting.
I was waiting for you. You let me down. You didn't say anything.
You didn't want to be the first. Well, first of all, here's the deal.
Because I was on my phone when you sent it. So when I see.
I might have been in the pool. So that's why I didn't get it.
You let me down, man.
Can I just tell you? That, like, yeah.
Yeah, first thing I thought was, this could have been way worse.
It's so could have
been
worse.
Way worse, dude.
Way worse.
Oh, man.
Got me going, though. You know, I even put on a nice shirt.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, well, you know.
Made you go put on a nice shirt.
Well, I know where I'm going to take that shirt when I need to get it clean. To the best dry cleaner in South Florida.
Yeah.
That's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40-plus years owned and run, Leroy.
That is correct. All you have to do is give this number a call, 954-610-9383. That is our I will take care of you. It's holiday party time. You want to get your wardrobe nice. They have a seamstress on site. Give them a call, 954-610-9383. See what the pricing is. Everything is taken care of. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. Just give them a call. And again, he'll let you know if they can do same day. Sometimes you have these complicated little deals you want. He's coming through Thursday, right?
He's coming by Thursday. Ari's gonna swing by the studio Thursday. You can text him too if you're not a vocal person. Beep, 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 beep. Text him on up. Mm. And by the way, it's holiday party time, so you know you want to have your best wardrobe. We got the holiday party coming up this week. You probably got one coming up at the office. You want to look dapper. You want to look fantastic. And you mentioned Tobin and Leroy.
25%
off. 25%
off
your order. You're never gonna want to launder your own clothes again after you use A&T Dry Cleaners. 954-610-9383. Please delete those pictures.
Can you do us a favor? When you send your beautiful shirt to Ara, can you please send us a picture to see?
I am never sending you guys that shirt again.
Oh, come on! The selfie shirt. That's what we're gonna call it from now on.
Oh, I'm so humiliated.
It's okay, dude. I blurred your face.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to All Right and Oh No today. My All Right goes to Cam Ward. Still a finalist. Proud of his season.
It was nice seeing him there. Like, but you got to know, right?
I think everybody knew.
Everybody knew.
I think everybody knew.
You can just say I was
a finalist. The only guy who was kind of close was Genty.
Was he kind of close? Was
kind of close.
It was actually pretty close.
It was kind of close.
It was like 217 to 270 or something.
Really?
Some stuff like that.
But yeah, Cam finished fourth. Still an awesome season from him.
Yep.
Really love what he did for the Canes this year. And
I mean, think about it. He broke every Miami record, and the guys who are 1 and 2 didn't win the Heisman.
Yep. Pretty wild.
Yep.
So you guys, my all right. My oh no. Goes to the end of the Thomas Bryant era.
Oh, no.
Didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
Didn't see it coming.
Hey, how nervous did you get?
I had notifications on Friday, and I just saw Shams, the Miami Heat, trading.
Yeah, that scared me.
Because you want to know what a flex that is for Shams. Be like, you think I'm making stuff up, mother bleeper? Well, watch this. I thought for sure. I was like, oh, no. Like, there was the panic that I had when I realized I sent you guys a selfie, quite similar, but I was sadder. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, Thomas Bryant. But Boomerang All Right kind of sounds like Drew Smith is getting a standard contract, Frog Boy, which makes him playoff eligible.
All a part of this. Step one, you earn your contract. Step two, you get the contract. Step three, you're playing in LA and we forget if you exist anymore.
Spo said we shouldn't compare him and Gabe Vincent.
Yesterday. Of course. There is no comparison between Namdi and this guy.
All right, I'm just saying. Calm down.
Every time you say that name, you know, just
it just stings a little bit.
Me, you know?
What do you got, Leroy? What's your all right no-no
so,
today?
I'm going to go oh-no first.
Mm.
My oh-no goes to the Dolphins.
Oh, no!
Like, for whatever reason, like we can talk for hours on it. The result is the result, and that sucks.
Ooh.
Right. So that's my oh-no. My all right goes to the holidays.
Hmm.
I'm like the holiday. I wish people would stop being asses, you know, and just appreciate the time that, you know, you got kids coming home for college.
That should have been his holiday promo that we just did. He said you should have been like, Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. Don't be an ass this holiday season.
You know, because, let's cut that up again.
Like, I just, like, it, you see the Christmas trees, people putting up their lights, people shopping. Like, it's a really cool time of year, right? Family coming. I got my mom coming in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. But other than that, the holidays. I'm not a fan of the holidays, but that's because I've never got to celebrate the holidays until I got done with sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy them. I like the wife's home a little more. She don't have to drive all the way to work. Like, you know, by the time New Year comes, we're ready.
Explode!
Yep.
Explode!
By the time New Year's comes, we're ready for her to go back. Don't you have to work?
Jennifer, what's your all right no-no today?
You know what? I'm just really proud and really happy that we finally addressed your whole situation.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. I'm not proud of myself.
Sure. I'm really happy. I'm really happy that we did that because I was going to bring it up this segment.
Mm.
My oh no.
Hmm?
We already know. I'm shipping him off to Siberia.
She hates Jason Sanders, dude. Jason Sanders, you need to answer for your crimes, really dude.
For an extra point,
you're dead to me.
He knows what he did.
This has been a long time coming, okay?
Wow.
She's furious.
I'm furious with him.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, like, what was your reaction? Because your reaction was very hostile in the chat. Did you throw something when he missed the extra kick? Were you watching it? Like, where did you watch the game?
I'm not really sure where exactly in my house I was. But I was doing things, and I think that whatever was in my hand, I can't remember what it was now. I definitely threw it. Definitely threw
extra
it.
Extra point. I mean, it wasn't even like a
doink. I don't care if it's an extra point.
It went sideways. I
can't trust him. Can't trust him, dude.
Mm. Even the one before, yeah. The one. Can't trust him.
Karen says, fat cats like tigers do great in Siberia.
Well, I'm not sending him to Siberia, though.
Froggy, what do you got, dude?
Sure, she did say an open field.
I did. Very dark and cold.
Urinating on himself.
Very strange.
He can't be hydrated with water, okay? He does not deserve that until he does what he needs to do.
Hmm.
Make an extra point? That's like standard. That's the minimum.
Exactly. The minimum of what we asked for. He didn't do it.
There are things that can just make you, Leroy, like in a football game, things will just make you irrationally angry if you have your thing.
Yes.
You know?
One of my things is when I get tackled and a guy mushes me on the way up. So, like, I'm on the ground, he'll mush me. I told I told the official one time, if they do that again, there's going to be an assault on the field, and I'm going to blame you.
Speaking of mushing somebody in the face, I got to give another all right to Javondre Sweat.
Oh,
did you guys see this? Did you see this?
He's 360 pounds.
Oh.
He stiff-armed a guy who had to be at least 330.
Oh. He pushed down a poor little lineman.
Poor little lineman.
Like it was nothing.
The lineman had to be 330. It was crazy.
Man. Anyway, Friday, what do you got for us, buddy?
My all right goes to a native of South Florida who brought the hardware home, Teddy B.
Oh, man, that was
Teddy
Bridgewater, Miami Northwestern won the state title.
Absolutely. Won the state title, and it wasn't even
41-0,
close. 41-0, and apparently they outscored their opponents in their playoff run. I believe it was like 260-12 or
Does
something.
Do you
want to
call plays for the Dolphins?
Is he available?
Does he want to call plays for the Dolphins, Teddy Bridgewater?
Is he available?
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Hmm.
Just a little play call, baby.
Dude.
I'm not asking for anybody to be fired. Just those who
if
want
you ran a
play.
Team, it'd be all show tunes and clown cars.
Mm. And big names.
And big names. Right. Mm. Right. You get mad at Chris Greer for all these signings. Do you know how many people you would sign?
No, that's not true.
Just because
that's not true.
Dude, you...
Everybody knows one thing about Tobes is I love the trenches.
That's right. Trenches Tobes.
Yeah. And you know what I would do? I would be doing nothing but drafting Iowa and Wisconsin guards for the next 5 years until we found ones that stick.
Iowa?
Yeah.
This guy's on ayahuasca. I'll see my way out.
Yeah. Don't forget. Tobin wanted OBJ.
Fuckboy wanted OBJ.
Oh, that was Tobin, dude. That was Tobin, bro. That was Tobin.
Although, you guys would agree, my point kind of stood, right? Like, my only counterpoint to cutting was, what if one of the guys gets hurt? Shouldn't you have them?
A lot of guys.
No, you have, like, for what? They had Washington. That's why they got rid of him.
All right, dude.
But you don't think, you don't. Washington in one game did better than OBJ's done all year.
I think you're actually right about that.
I know I am.
Very true.
But you still, again, there's a perfect example how you caught up with the name and not the performance.
Malik Washington owes me a little bit, dude, all right? He ruined a game. He ruined Thanksgiving, so.
Every year we take account of who ruined our holidays.
No, just Tobin. Last year, Tua ruined Christmas.
No, it was year four?
Who
it?
Ruined Christmas?
Somebody was like texting me yesterday. I think it was Dunsey. He was like, are we sure he's not concussed? I'm like, I can't do this every time he sucks. I can't do this every time he sucks. Like, I can't not. Like, sometimes I just got to say he sucks. I can't just say, hey, was he concussed on diving for the first down?
Hey, stole a bit rib said, not Wisconsin. That's how we got Dieter.
Oh, what a bump.
But listen, here, you can't just draft the guy because he's from a place. He's also got to be rated. You know what I mean? Like, I love the way they say, oh, he's come from a team that ran the ball. That doesn't mean he was good.
The frozen tundra.
Frozen tundra.
What's your oh no, dude?
My oh no goes to a couple of troublemakers.
Oh. Yourself?
Could be me.
Could be.
Could be potentially these. I don't know other way to put it, my friend. These OnlyFans models.
Oh.
This happened during Thursday night football.
Wait, is this what I sent you? No, or the baseball?
Tucci, I believe, is one of their names. And Amber
Her name is Tucci?
We got Tucci and Amberghini.
Two cheeks.
No. Tucci and Amberghini here. Thought it'd be a good idea to attend Thursday night football. And not only did they want to enjoy the football on the field, they wanted to join the action and attempt to streak on the field and attempt to gain glory.
Wow.
Problem is, not very athletic. Therefore, they were caught very quickly, did not reach the grass, and unfortunately ended up.
Ooh.
Oh, man. They're taking her out.
Oh, very
taking
well. Right. Astron. Okay.
Man.
This is
gotta
just.
Gotta tell you.
Anytime you're walking away sad like that.
It's just sad.
You can't tell if she's sad.
No, we can tell. Those are sad cheeks.
You can tell.
Those are sad cheeks.
You mean saggy
flexing.
Cheeks?
They're not flexing.
No, saggy cheeks was Tyson.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Point for Tobin.
That night started. Oh, my God. So they tried to get on the field.
Tried to get on the field. Didn't even make it past the sideline.
Well, of course, you can't get those cheeks over the railing.
No, not that they'll tell you.
Well, first of all, you got to be fast to get to the field.
Nope.
They never even got to the field.
That's never even made it to the field.
And that carries serious fines now.
Streaking?
Football.
Yeah. Oh, no. Going onto a sports field?
Does it?
Yeah. That's serious now.
Hmm.
Yeah, something tells me.
So many people do it. How is
not so many people.
Something tells me someone's going to cover the bill on whatever they have in regards to fines. But for not being able to accomplish. Okay.
Schmeathan says Tobin's only fan name is Duchins.
Point for Twitcher.
Oh, man. Before we get out of here, if you guys want to go see some Heat basketball right now.
Yeah.
Caller number 5 to 305-567-0560. Caller 5 to 305-567-0560 gets a four-pack of tickets to Heat and Nets Monday, December 23rd. If you guys want to win those tickets, caller 5 right now to 305-567-0560 will win that four-pack of tickets 305-567-0560. You win a 4-pack of tickets to Heat and Nets. And appreciate you guys, you know, today. Listen, I think today was good for us. We got it all out of our system.
A little cathartic. You know, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm. You want to send Jason Sanders with his pee-pee pants to parts unknown?
I definitely still do. I don't want to see his face.
And Leroy, I'm sorry that I suggested Cam Ward.
Well, I'll say that again.
Out of all the things he's done, that set you off for real.
Just because it's just ridiculous. It makes no sense. And it's not a knock on how good or bad Cam Ward is. Which is what everybody takes. Oh, you just don't like Cam Ward.
Didn't realize you hated Cam Ward.
No.
Don't say it.
Love him. But again, you're having problems protecting a quarterback that gets rid of the ball quicker than anybody in the NFL, what do you think is going to happen if you have somebody back there that pats the ball?
We'll discuss more tomorrow. And thanks again to David Benavidez for stopping
cool
by
dude.
The show. He
cool
was
dude,
fun.
Even though you got him to cuss.
We'll be rooting for him.
Oh, yeah. We lost our streak. Is our streak over?
No.
Okay.
Oh, did you see Munguia lost this weekend, though? Dude, Munguia lost as a minus 2,500 favorite to a French dude with 4 knockouts. Got knocked out.
Munguia?
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, and Manny Pacquiao was the first time he ever been knocked down, right?
Canelo.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Canelo. He looks so much bigger than Canelo.
Yeah, he didn't look too big less staring up at the lights.
Jeez.
Say, how tall are you? 6 foot. Boom. How tall are you now?
And 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, always brought to us here on the show by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to Remember sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time now through January 2nd. Make it a December to Remember. Caller 5 will get those Heat tickets. We've got a full board right now, so we'll give those away. And we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Don't stand around a pile kiting your change.
Kiting?
Words means words.
The basketball team, they snapped their 7-game losing streak. Look at that. Be Presbyterian.
Okay. What? That team only eats fish?
Hey, Marcus, I don't know what your freaking problem is, but go to hell, man.
Hope you mother have a good day.